Shkalim Perek Vav Mishnah Vav 6:6. The previous Mishnah had mentioned those 13 different chests into which coins were kept for different purposes, and three of them, which we didn't discuss at length in the Mishnah, were the ones for the Eitzim, the Lavona, and the Zahav, the Chaforos. Eitzim is the wood for the pyre and the Mizbeach. Lavona is the frankincense, which can be offered as a separate korban unto itself. And Zav L'Chaforos was the gold for the utensils, according to most Mefarshim. So our Mishnah is going to, here in Mishnah above, is going to go back to that, but really, our Mishnah goes off topic. Meaning, the basic halacha is, if a person wants to give money towards wood on the Mizbeach, for example, he can just put any amount of money he wants, coins inside that shofar, and then the money will be used to purchase wood, and that's that. Our Mishnah really is going to be focused on what I will call a nedarim sugya, that is to say, if a person makes a neder, a vow, to bring something as an offering. So he says, Hare Alai, I commit upon myself with a binding power of a neder to bring wood for the Mizbeach, let's say. So then he has to bring that wood, or the value to pay for that wood. And he goes to Yerushalayim, and that money can be put, if it's money, inside the shofar labeled Eitzim. The basic principle of our Mishnah here, the first part anyways, is that when a person makes a neder, he commits to do something, he has to fulfill what he committed, and to the extent that what he said was a bit ambiguous, and it's not clear exactly the quantity he had in mind, so the halacha is he has to bring at least the minimum amount that will conform with the basic understanding of the words that he said. We're not talking about a case where a person said one thing and meant a different thing. We just mean a case where a person was ambiguous in what he said, and therefore his obligation is at least the minimum that will make what he said true when he does it. So that being the case, the Mishnah here starts out by saying, Ha'omer Hare Alai Eitzim. If a person says, I commit upon myself with the power of a neder to bring logs for the Beis HaMikdash. So then how many logs must he bring, or how much money must he bring to pay for how many logs? Lo Yifchos Mishnei Gizrin. He cannot provide for fewer than two logs. The reason why is because when a person says, Hare Alai Eitzim, Eitzim is plural. So if he says, I'm bringing, I'll translate as logs, for lack of a better translation, so therefore he can't bring fewer than two logs, because if he brought one log, or paid money for one log, then he wouldn't fulfill what he said. He said logs, plural, one log is singular. So that's the point of our Mishnah. But again, I want to emphasize, this is not telling you, this is not saying that if a person wants to bring or contribute wood towards the Beis HaMikdash, he must only bring no fewer than two logs, or contribute amount of money to purchase two logs as a minimum. No, not true. A person could pay one penny towards a log, so he could bring one log if he wants to. It's no problem. But it's in the Nedarim world, if a person commits to bringing logs, he must bring at least two logs. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, the logs were of standard size, the wood that they used on the Maracha, the pyre there on the Mizbeach. They're basically an Amma by an Amma, by a little less than an Amma, according to the Rambam anyways. So it's the standard size, and that's what he has to provide for if he commits to bringing wood. Again, if he commits to bringing wood, he has two options. He can bring the actual wood itself, or the money to pay for the wood. Both are acceptable. If he brings the money to pay for the wood, it can go into the shofar labeled Eitzim. At all events, let's say he's bringing wood, it's important, it's required, that he relinquish any personal ownership in that wood when he contributes it to the tzibur. And the reason why is because the halacha is that the wood on the Mizbeach must be tziburi, communal wood. And if he would bring it from his own personal pocket, it would be something from his own person, and it'll be a private offering, or partially private, and that's unacceptable. Okay, fine. So that's the first, the Eitzim. If a person says Lavona, he commits to bringing frankincense. So frankincense, we said, is an offering. The minimum amount of frankincense that can be brought in an offering is what's called a kometz. And therefore the Mishnah says, Lo Yifchos Mekometz. He can bring no less than a kometz quantity of frankincense. So first of all, how much is a kometz? So the kemitza, or the kometz, is the amount you can hold in your three middle fingers when you make like the Hawaii Aloha sign. So that means it's basically the size, the volume of your pinky, If you take your right hand and make the aloha, putting your three middle fingers down and your pinky and your thumb up, you can slide in a pinky from your left hand into the gap between those three fingers and the palm of your hand. And that's what we're talking. We're talking about the amount of Lavona frankincense that would fit inside that gap, basically the volume of a pinky. So the point of our mission, once again, is not saying a person must bring at least a komet's volume of Lavona when he makes such a contribution. No, a person could put one shekel in the Lavona shofar. He could commit Harei Eli to bring one piece of frankincense. Frankincense is basically, it's sap from a particular kind of tree. It looks basically a lot like a cross between sultanas, you know, like yellow raisins, and rock sugar. If you've seen fancy kind of rock sugar, they see in hotels sometimes, they put to your coffee. So it looks kind of like that. It's like the size, typically the size of around and color of little yellow raisins, but it is like hardened sap, which kind of resembles more like sugar rocks, if you see what I'm talking about. In any case, so a person could, each one's called a gargir, like one piece. So a person could commit to bring a single gargir of Lavona. That's not a problem. But if he commits, Harei Eli, I'm committing to bring Lavona, since Lavona is offered in a minimum as an individual korban as one komet, he must bring a komet's worth, since that's what he said. Otherwise, if he gave just one gargir or whatever it is, then the different gargirim, the different pieces, can aggregate, and when they have enough, they can, you know, offer a Lavona offering, a mincha, on that, on the mizbeach. Okay. Third of all, zahav, a person commits to bring gold. Now, the pshat in this mishnah is that a person didn't say just generically, I'll bring gold, as in like gold bullion. He says, I'll give Harei Eli a golden coin, a matbea of zahav. And once it says a golden coin, so then the minimum is going to be the smallest golden coin. And therefore, the mishnah says, lo yifchos midinar zahav. He can't bring less than one golden dinar, because the dinar, golden dinar, was the smallest of the golden coins. It is roughly speaking around like 9 grams of gold. So since a troy ounce, like a Kruger Rand, is almost 32 grams, you're looking at basically like around like a quarter of a Kruger Rand, if you know what that means. Think of something like along the lines of like a nickel, but probably a little bit thinner than the nickel, or like a 10 agura piece, something like that. Okay, but again, a person doesn't have to say that. A person could say that he wants to just donate some money to the container that's for the gold, for the utensils. He can put any amount he wants. And similarly, a person could commit to bring a golden earring, a golden, something the size of a chocolate chip, whatever he wants, and it doesn't make a difference. The point is, once he says a golden coin, he's forced, because of the rules of the Nedarim, to bring a small gold coin. Next. Now, we said there were 6 shofros that were dedicated towards Nedava for voluntary offerings, and we said that the proceeds that were collected in these 6 containers all went to purchase Kates Mizbeach, Olos, that would be burned on the behalf of the Tzibur when the Mizbeach was idle. Nothing was burning on the altar. But, as I mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they actually were labeled 6 different labels. The first of the 6 was like Mosar Chatas, the second Mosar Asham, leftover money for that was consecrated to purchase a chatas, a sin offering, and then you had this leftover change that goes into the container, and similarly for an asham and so on. So now we're going to discuss that topic. It says, Shisha l'nedava, those 6 shofarot, those 6 containers that were collecting money, that were called for nedava, voluntary offerings, nedava mehayosin ba, what do they do with that money? Lokhin ba olos, they would purchase olos, and olos is a burnt offering, and habasar l'shem, the meat would go to Hashem, meaning they burn all the meat of the olah. We talked about how they rinsed out the intestines first, etc. previously. Va'oros, and the hides, the animal hides, the skin, the leather, let's call it, l'kohanim, that would go to the kohanim. You can't burn animal hides in the hair. I mean, you could, but it would stink terribly, and we don't do that. So the animal hides are not offered as an olah, they're given to the kohanim. Which kohanim get it? So the Kohanim are divided into 24 groups called Mishmaros, and they go in cycle 1 week per Mishmar in a 24-week cycle, ignoring the interruptions that happen with the Shalosh Regalim. And then each Mishmar is divided into 6 or 7 Batei Av. Each base Av is, let's say, a sixth, maybe a seventh, of the total Mishmar. And people of that base Av would serve on that day. Which means, basically speaking, if you just to oversimplify here, if you were a Kohen, you probably only served in the Beis HaMikdash basically twice a year, loosely speaking, because once every 24 weeks, it's your Mishmar, and then only one of the 7 days, 6 or 7 days, of your Mishmar service does your Beis Av do the Avodah. But when it's your day, so then all the people of the Beis Av on that day split all the hides that came from Olos that were offered on that day. So that's what we're talking about over here. Now the Mishnah ends up by saying, we know this halacha from a drasha, ze midrash darash Yehoyada Kohen Gadol. This fellow, Yehoyada, who was a Kohen Gadol in the days of Yehoyash, which is, you see it in Malachim Beis. So he was, in Bais Rishon time, he was a Kohen Gadol, and he darshened the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perkei, Pasuk Yutes, 519, at the end of when it's talking about the Asham, it says, Asham hu, like repeating itself, it shall be an Asham, Ashom Asham Lashem, for the one who sinned to God. But since it's clear we're talking about Ashamos and being brought for the sake of people who had sinned, so Asham guilt, which turns into guilt offering, so for the one who's guilty. So since it's totally redundant, we understand there's a drasha made here, and we say that the drasha is that it's both Asham hu suggests that it's going to go to the Kohen, like an Asham does, the Kohanim eat the meat from the Ashamos, whereas it also is Asham Lashem, it's going to Hashem, which suggests it's totally burned. So how do you reconcile, is it going to the Kohanim or is it getting totally burned? We darshan that a little bit here, a little bit there, as the Mishnah says inside, Ze'aklal kol shu ba mishum chet u'mishum ashma, anytime you're bringing a karban for the sake of some sin or some guilt inducing activity, I don't know, that terrible translation, it's hard. There are six Ashamos for very specific things. Anyways, Yilkach bo olos, so then, if you set aside the money for it, and the money can't be used for the specific, there's leftover money that you consecrated, that can't be applied now to another Asham or another Chatas, because you can't buy another one, you can't do a voluntary offering like that, so you're left with leftover money, those Yilkach bo olos, you buy holy burned offerings, Habasar l'Hashem, the meat goes to Hashem, Va'oros l'Kohanim, and the hides go to the Kohanim, Nimtzu shnei ksuvim kayam, and therefore you see that you'll be able to fulfill both of the mandates of the verse, being both Asham-like, meaning some goes to the Kohanim, and being l'Hashem, the meat going to Hashem. As the Mishnah says here, Asham l'Hashem, and v'Asham l'Kohanim, v'Omer, and indeed, that's what the Pasuk says in Malachim Beis, like that brings us drasha. It says, Kesef Asham v'Kesef Chataos lo yuva beis Hashem l'Kohanim yiyu. The money that is for an Asham and the money for a Chatos, which you said is consecrated but can't be brought, lo yuva beis Hashem, it shouldn't be brought into the house of God, meaning as Bedek HaBayis, leftover money, which would be, you know, for whatever the Beis HaMikdash needs, to put to its, you know, whatever it sees fit. No, it's not Bedek HaBayis. Rather, l'Kohanim yiyu has to be done in such a way that the Kedusha ends up in the, at least partial with the Kohanim. How's that? You bring a carbon, Ola, where everything's burned and it goes to Hashem, as opposed to Bedek HaBayis, but there's still something left over, namely the hides, that go to the Kohanim.